Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross, died for the sinner. He is speak of your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass through by you. Jesus will say, oh, he has promised that he will do. Washed in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you. Saving justly is due. I am the saving sin, cleanse and blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood,
promise. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. Do you need an interpreter, Bro Francois? If you want to come, Bro. Thanks so much. The musicians, would you greet you in Jesus' name this evening, saints? Welcome to the communion service. It's always good to come for communion.
C'est bien pour venir
au I will always find communion a special time.
J'ai toujours trouvé cela un temps spécial.
You know, you find at communion service.
Vous savez, vous trouvez dans le service de communion.
Generally, it's the people who want to be there that are there.
Généralement, ce sont les gens qui veulent être là qui se présentent.
You find some people sometimes.
Vous allez trouver d'autres personnes des fois.
They come because of different things.
Et ils viennent à cause de choses différentes.
But you find a communion service.
Vous savez que vous trouvez que dans
you
le
normally
de communion,
find people are there.
Vous allez trouver que les gens qui sont là-bas.
Are serious with the Lord.
Et ce sont ceux qui sont
sérieux. Because they know what communion means.
Et c'est parce qu'ils connaissent ce qu'est la communion.
Let's open Luke chapter 17.
Luc chapitre 17.
We'll read from verse 28 to 37. Luke 17, 28 to 37. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the preciousness of your word. Yeah. Father, let this word achieve to us its purpose would be our desire. Yeah. For Father, we know that if we fellowship with you, that, Lord, if you grant us access by grace into communion with you, as the prophet said, we can never go out of this building the same.
Yes.
But, Father, it'll do something to us. Mm. And little by little, you're changing us. Father, may you quicken us. May you help us as your people upon this night.
Yes.
I do think of them upon this night who would like to be here or aren't able to come. May your grace be upon them, Lord. Father, may you watch over them and keep them, Lord. And even as prayer has already been prayed for them, I dedicate them up unto thee.
Mm.
Father, bless your word unto us now. Help us to prepare to come to your table in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
Pouvez-vous en soir.
Just today I was going to go down a completely different thought.
Aujourd'hui, je devrais aller complètement dans des sujets.
But sometimes when you're just waiting on the Lord and stuff,
et quand vous vous attendez au Seigneur,
you just have to really follow the way that things open up.
Suivre exactement la façon dont les choses s'ouvrent.
You know, and just when I was really waiting upon the Lord today,
quand j'étais en train d'attendre le Seigneur aujourd'hui,
I wanted to speak more on the line of the communion of the saints.
Je voulais parler dans la ligne de la communion.
You know, the importance of fellowship as a body.
L'importance de communier comme un corps.
But when I started to read the scriptures,
et quand j'ai commencé à lire les écritures,
things started to lean another way. Let's look in Hebrews chapter 10.
Aller dans une autre direction.
Just to show that this is the scripture that I was reading.
Hébreux chapitre 10.
Just thinking of the importance of communion as a body.
Pour montrer l'importance de la communion comme corps.
Now you may not think
that
fellowship with the body is so important.
Et que la communion avec le corps c'est très important.
But just have a season in your life where you don't have fellowship with the body of
Christ,
and you will see for yourself how important it is.
There's
something so vital
about
the communion of believers.
À propos des communions de croyants.
Where the eagles gather.
Là où les aigles, ça sent, c'est
there's something about it, friends.
Il y a quelque
it
chose.
Was instituted by God
cela
himself.
A été institué par Dieu lui-même.
And Paul, in Hebrews chapter 10,
Paul, dans Hébreux chapitre 10,
he's speaking out to the Hebrew
il
believers.
Parle aux croyants des Hébreux.
Don't forget, he's speaking to message believers.
Il ne faut pas oublier qu'il parle aux croyants du message.
He's speaking to the bride.
Il parle à l'épouse.
And he says in verse 24,
verset 24,
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. That's an important thing to do.
Et c'est une chose importante à
le and faire. Friends, if somebody tries to provoke you
si quelqu'un essaie de te provoquer,
to love and good works,
pour le bien, le
don't
bon
take an offense.
Il ne faut pas prendre cela une offense.
People are so sensitive in this
les
age that we live.
Très sensibles dans l'âge
the smallest thing,
une chose
people
petite,
can take an offense. I don't think we need to be like that.
Offense, je ne passe pas
if somebody comes to me,
et si quelqu'un vient
maybe
chez moi,
the approach may not perfectly be the way that I'd like it to be.
Pas être parfaite la façon dont je
but
veux.
If their motive is to help
et si
me,
leur motif est de m'aider,
they could have sat at home,
ils pouvaient se mettre
drinking their cup of tea,
boire leur,
putting their feet up in front of the
mettre
fire.
Leur pied sous le feu.
But something has moved them maybe to come to me,
déplacer, de venir à moi,
to say brother
frère,
or sister.
Ou sœur,
be careful of
faites
this.
Attention à propos de
and
ceci.
I was feeling for you.
J'étais en train de sentir
I just wanted to say this to you.
Je voulais vous dire ceci.
Don't take those things the wrong way.
Prendre ces choses d'une mauvaise façon.
Because many times,
c'est parce que plusieurs fois,
in the roughness maybe of the way that we do our things
dans la colère,
as human beings,
peut-être nous faisons nos choses comme des êtres humains,
it's the Spirit of Christ,
c'est l'esprit de Christ
pushing somebody
qui est en train de
to try to provoke you.
Pour vous provoquer,
to good works.
Dans de bonnes œuvres.
And many times it's a defense.
Et plusieurs fois, c'est la défense.
It's Christ.
Et c'est Christ.
In his love and his goodness.
Et dans son amour et dans sa bonté.
Sometimes we get in a spiritual condition.
Des fois, nous entrons dans des conditions
spirituelles. We can't hear very clearly
on
ourselves from the Lord.
Clairement nous-mêmes.
So the Lord will speak to somebody
et le Seigneur va parler à quelqu'un
who's in tune with the Lord.
Et qui est en harmonie avec
and maybe
le Seigneur.
They'll come to you
et peut-être ils vont venir
and
vers
say,
toi.
Sister, be careful of this.
Faites attention de ceci.
Be careful of this way that you
going. La façon dont vous êtes en
oh brother, we haven't seen you for some
frère,
time.
On t'a pas vu à longtemps.
Oh, whatsoever it would be.
Et tout ce que c'est là, hein?
Don't take those things personally.
Cela comme
as if somebody is trying to make
si
themselves better than you. No.
De se faire mieux que vous.
Friends, that's an expression of love.
Ça, c'est l'expression de l'amour.
Someone's
même.
Trying to help you.
Et quelqu'un qui essaie de vous
you
aider.
Might, like I say, prefer another approach.
Tu peux préférer une autre approche.
Or another type of vessel to come to you.
Un autre type de vase de venir
but
chez
Christ
vous.
Is the one who chooses.
Christ est celui qui choisit.
Sometimes who to put the burden
et
upon.
Et qui mettre le fardeau sur.
And if you can look beyond the human veil
and
see the motive
et voir le motif,
and see the principle of what that person is trying to do. Many times it's Christ in the body trying to minister to the body, trying to bring a warning, trying to stop you making a false step. It's very important, that principle.
Très important, ce principe-là.
Because Paul,
c'est parce que Paul,
the Spirit of Christ in Paul,
de Christ dans Paul
commands us
nous a commandé
in that verse
dans ce verset,
to consider one another.
De pouvoir nous considérer l'un à l'autre.
Look at somebody else, consider them.
La vie de quelqu'un d'autre.
Say, my brother's not the way that he used to be.
Mon frère n'est plus la façon
he used to come to communion service.
Il venait dans le service de
communion, but he doesn't come anymore.
Il ne vient plus.
And obviously you pray up first.
Vous priez.
Then you try to provoke him in love and to good works.
De lui provoquer dans les bonnes œuvres.
You know, that's what the Bible is
ce la Bible
enjoining us to do.
Amen. C'est ce que la Bible
to provoke unto love and unto good
de
works.
Provoquer l'un à l'autre
and if anyone's in the right spirit,
si cela est dans
you'll accept it in the right spirit.
Vous allez accepter cela
but
dans
someone who can't accept those
et
sorts of things,
ne peut pas accepter ces genre
many
de
times
choses,
it's a sign of spiritual
fois,
decay
c'est un signe qui a un
inside of their own life.
Il a un
the prophet says a Holy Ghost filled person can always stand
correction.
Because the spirit in you is the spirit
amen.
Of Christ.
C'est parce que l'esprit qui est à vous, c'est l'esprit
and
de
if
Christ.
Somebody comes with a spiritual
si
principle,
vient avec le principe
to correct you, to help you,
pour vous corriger, vous
the
aider,
spirit that's in you
l'esprit qui est à vous,
will discern,
va discerner,
will say amen,
va dire amen à
to the word that somebody is
amen
bringing to you.
À la parole de quelqu'un qui
now
vous
sometimes
a
your flesh,
des fois, c'est votre
the
flesh,
unredeemed outer man,
qui n'est pas racheté, l'homme extérieur,
is going to groan.
Et ça va
but if you just give opportunity
si vous donnez l'opportunité
for the inside man
pour que l'homme intérieur
to speak,
puisse parler,
the inside man will say amen,
intérieur dira amen à
to whatever that person is saying
to
you.
Ce que la personne
if it's scripture, If it's a correct spiritual principle
that
someone is trying to minister to you,
and
this ministry in the body, it is so
important.
No, the body ministry of the body of Christ, the communion of the believers, is so
important
because it helps to keep us in
balance.
You know, many times we want to rate ourselves against ourselves, Paul says. You know, when you stay off on your own,
you
never fellowship with the body of Christ. It's very easy to think that you're doing well. But when you get yourself in the body and the Spirit of God starts to move in the communion of the believers, even in someone's home, wheresoever the communion would be, fellowship, the Lord starts to minister to you. And you can assess where you are spiritually. There's something about that in the body. Is that the body ministry of the Spirit of Christ? It ministers us also into a balance. When you start to become extreme on the way that you think, certain decisions you're going to make, you'll find the Lord will move in the body. And if you give people an opportunity, if you are approachable as a believer, and the Spirit of God will be able to move people to minister you back into a balance. When maybe you are going to an extreme, but if you stay to yourself all the time, you don't give opportunity to the communion of the saints. And friends, Satan knows this principle. If there's one thing that Satan fights, is the unity of the saints. Because he knows the importance of it, friends. I even wrote to my notes here. Satan knows the importance and the power of body ministry more than many believers know. The devil knows it's more important than some believers do. That's why he fights. He gets offenses and he gets this and that. And many times, not big things, just misunderstandings, just differences in temperament or opinion. Not doctrinal differences or major things, but the vast majority of things in the body of Christ that separate fellowship are not worthy issues to separate fellowship. That's the truth. And if we had come up higher sometimes and allowed the Spirit of God to move on us once again, we'd see this is unnecessary. I used to have good fellowship with this brother or this sister. I remember sweet times when the Spirit of God quickened me through fellowship in such and such brother's household, over the telephone with such and such a sister. Satan doesn't like those kind of things, friends. He's going to fight those things. That's why Paul has to exhort us once again. He says, endeavoring, striving, working at it, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit doesn't happen automatically. It's not just going to take care of itself. There's always going to come things. Satan's always going to be at work trying to disrupt the communion of the saints, because he knows just how effective things are when there's a unity of believers. He knows what happened in the book of Acts, friends, the early chapters, when people were in one heart, one mind, one accord. Friends, that was a powerful thing that took place. And Satan's going to do everything that he possibly can to separate us. And if he can separate you from the body, friends, you may have all the spoken words. You may have all the messages on MP3. But you will never get to where you're supposed to be outside of the body. Outside of ministry the fivefold ministry, but also the ministry in the body of Christ itself,
mais aussi dans le corps de Christ,
of saints ministering one
et
to another
le saint qui se sert l'un à l'autre,
in the communion of the saints.
Dans la communion de saints.
And friends, I always try to do that.
J'ai toujours essayé à
There's
faire.
So many things that come
il y a beaucoup de choses
that you can take offense with people,
tu peux prendre une offense
with other ministers, with other
les
this, that, people say this,
beaucoup de gens, ils disent
people
ceci,
misrepresent other
les
things.
Gens mal représentent
autre but chose. I don't like to leave it like that.
Mais je ne veux pas laisser comme ça.
You know, if you just leave things,
si vous laissez
they
les
don't
choses
get
ça,
better.
Et cela ne s'améliore
they get worse pas. Over time.
Cela va devenir de plus en plus pire.
If you hear somebody says,
si vous avez
oh, brother so-and-so said that against you,
le frère tel a dit ça contre vous,
and you just go home with that,
et vous allez à la maison avec cela.
And you know the biggest thing that brothers
vous
do?
Savez, la grande chose
they go and fellowship with their wife about it
il
now.
Va commencer
That's
à
the biggest
avec
mistake
la
you can make sometimes.
Cela,
certain things just keep them to yourself.
Choses, il faut garder cela à vous-même.
And brothers go home and they fellowship
et
now at home.
Les frères vont aller à la maison,
and it's not the communion of the saints anymore.
Pas la
it's not something that is going to quicken people.
Chose qui va
that communion doesn't quicken you in your
pas.
Spiritual experience with Christ. But it brings you down.
Mais cela vous rabaisse.
It lays you low.
Et cela vous rabaisse.
And then people leave it like
et
that.
Les gens laissent comme
if
ça.
He said that about me,
et il a dit cela à propos
I'm not going to speak to him.
Je veux pas
and the devil's parler. In the middle and he's
et
laughing.
Le diable maintenant est au milieu à train de rire.
And the more you think about it,
plus vous pensez à propos de cela,
the further down you go.
Et plus vous allez en
and mort. The more you dwell upon what you've heard, or what you apparently has been said or done,
de ce qui a été dit et
the more the devil anoints and the more he takes advantage of that situation. But Paul says endeavoring to keep the unity of the saints. Sometimes you just got to lay your own ideas aside. Get in your car. Get on a bus, whatever. Get to that person's house. Knock on the door. Go and sit down in the quietness of things. And say, brother, I don't want something to come between us. I heard this and that. Please, let's fix this problem now. And God blesses that kind of an attitude. That is such a Christ-like attitude, friends. Even if somebody's done you wrong, Christ took our offense upon himself. He came to us to reconcile us to himself. He had done no wrong. That is the real spirit of Christ in a person. But when you take an offense, I'm not fellowshipping with them anymore. You hear those kind of statements, friends. That's not Christ who's leading you to say those kind of things. The Spirit of Christ. Blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called the sons of God. To stand in the gap. And that's what Paul is trying to provoke us unto. But look at the next verse. Chapter 10, verse 25. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Pas notre assemblée.
Don't forsake
ne faut pas abandonner
the assembling of the saints.
L'assemblée de saints.
He's not speaking of denominations now.
Il ne parle pas à propos des
He's not speaking of the Pharisees, Sadducees,
il ne parle pas à propos des pharisiens ou
the Essenes, the other denominations.
Des autres dénominations.
He says the fellowshipping, gathering together of ourselves.
De nous-mêmes.
The gathering of believers.
La communion des croyants.
Friend, if you want to get progress in your
si
life,
vous voulez progresser dans votre vie,
you keep gathering together.
Si vous vous rassemblez,
assembling together with believers.
Rassemblez avec les croyants.
But people make the world their
les
friends.
Gens, ils font les amitiés
they wonder mondes. Why they lost the vision.
Amen. C'est pourquoi ils perdent
There's
la vision.
No more quickening in the soul.
Amen. Il n'y a plus de vivification dans
because they don't assemble together with the believers
pas,
anymore.
Ils ne sont pas ensemble avec les croyants.
They assemble with their natural
ils
relatives or their friends from college.
Ils s'assemblent avec les
That's
amis
okay.
du collège, les amis.
But Paul is saying no.
Mais Paul a dit
if you want quickening power
si
in your spirit,
une force vivifiante dans votre
if esprit, you want the continued ministry
si
of Christ,
que le ministère de
not
Christ
in church only,
dans votre vie,
C'est pas
but outside of the assembling
même,
in church.
Or même hors de l'assemblée de l'église.
Assemble together.
Amen. Il faut s'assembler.
And see how Christ.
Et voir comment Christ.
If you assemble with the right people.
Si vous êtes ensemble avec.
See how Christ will minister to you.
Comment Christ va te servir.
We all know that kind of fellowship.
Nous connaissons toutes sortes de choses.
When you're feeling discouraged.
Et quand vous vous sentez découragé.
You don't feel like going on.
Vous ne sentez même pas continuer.
And you go against your feelings.
Et vous allez contre.
And you go and visit somebody.
Et vous allez visiter quelqu'un.
And you get there.
Vous arrivez là-bas.
And you just feel, ah, I don't even know why I came.
Je ne sais même pas comment je suis venu.
And then the fellowship starts.
Et la communion
and
commence.
Christ draws near.
Et Christ s'approche.
And there comes the quickening power
et est venue la puissance
of agape in your fellowship.
Et dans votre communion.
And there's a restoration.
Il y a la restauration.
There's a resurrection.
Il y a la résurrection.
Of hope.
De
there's a restoration,
il y a la restauration
in your attitude.
Dans votre attitude.
By the time you leave there,
le moment où vous avez
you feel
là-bas.
Like carrying on.
Vous sentez comme continuer.
You want to get yourself to prayer.
Vous voulez entrer dans la
you want to get yourself back in the
vous
word.
Voulez rentrer dans la parole.
Friends, such kind of fellowship.
Ce genre de communion,
it's a gift of God.
C'est un don de Dieu.
That's a wonderful thing.
C'est une chose
but the devil's going to shoot every arrow that he can.
Il va lancer
into that kind of a relationship to try to bring some sort of a division because he sees the effect. He sees the spiritual effect of that kind of fellowship in the lives of the believers. And that's why the communion of saints, friends, the communion of genuine believers, it's such an important part in your spiritual armor. Especially as the day gets darker. That's what Paul says to us. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As is the manner of some.
Comme cela devient l'habitude de quelqu'un.
It was there, it's here, it's everywhere.
C'était partout, c'était là-bas.
Some have a habit of doing those things, friends.
D'autres avaient l'habitude de faire cela.
They don't realize.
Ils ne comprennent pas.
They're just defeating themselves.
Et qu'ils sont en train de
they're just giving room to the devil.
Ils sont en train de donner le, donc,
they're holding themselves back from spiritual progress.
Ils retiennent et même des progressions spirituelles.
He says, as the manner of some is.
Et comme cela devient l'habitude de
but
plusieurs.
Exhorting one another.
Mais s'exhortant l'un à l'autre.
And so much the more.
Plus, vous voyez,
as you see the day approaching.
Le jour s'approcher.
What about the end time, friends?
Qu'en est-il du temps de la fin?
Paul wrote this
Paul a écrit ceci,
around 65 AD
à propos 65 après Jésus-Christ,
to the Hebrews.
Pour les Hébreux,
because within a few years
c'est parce que c'était quelques années,
the Jewish age was coming to an end.
L'âge de Juif qui était arrivé à sa fin.
That's why Paul says to them.
C'est pourquoi Paul les a dit,
so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Que vous voyez le jour s'approcher.
They could see the events.
Ils pouvaient voir les événements.
They could see the days of Jerusalem were numbered.
Les jours des Juifs étant comptés.
And Paul was saying you need to be ready.
Paul dit que vous devez être prêt.
The time is short.
Le temps est court.
You can see the events all around.
Vous pouvez voir les événements tout autour.
Signs of the times.
Le signe du temps.
Heralding. His coming in judgment to Israel at that time, which was but a type of the great judgment that we now moving into now. And Paul exhorted them, as you see this day approaching, as you see these events transpiring the way that they are, don't do like others are doing, forsaking the assembling of one another. Gather together more. You're going to need the fellowship more. As it gets darker, as evil congregates, it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse. Friends, we need each other more and more. As Sodom gets worse out there, as things fall apart, we see the signs. Heralding is coming. The prophet preached. The flashing red light of his coming. We see the red lights flashing. Like in the station before the train comes and the light starts to flash. Paul was saying to the Jews, you can see the flashing red lights of his judgment.
les lumières rouges de sa
congregate together more and more.
Et il faut se rassembler.
Why?
De plus en plus. C'est pourquoi.
Not just for gathering sake.
Ce n'est pas pour les juste pour se rassembler.
But there's something.
Mais il y a quelque
chose. The genuine communion of the saints.
Il y a dans la véritable communion des
saints. It has a quickening which prepares people.
Il y a une vivification qui prépare les gens.
It helps you to prepare.
Cela vous aide à
être. It helps you to stay in line.
Cela vous aide à demeurer dans la ligne.
It helps you to keep assessing yourself spiritually.
À pouvoir vous sonder spirituellement.
It's very important to do those things, friends.
C'est très important de faire ces choses.
Paul was exhorting them.
Et Paul est en train de
gather together.
Se rassembler ensemble.
And look in verse 26. It's funny, the next verse.
Regarde le verset 26.
It says, "For if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin." Hey.
Il ne reste plus de sacrifice pour le péché.
So Paul, look how he brings it.
Et regarde comment Paul.
He says, "When people aren't coming for fellowship no more."
Les gens ne viennent plus pour la communion.
I always look at it.
J'ai toujours
regardé. It starts with communion service, friends.
Ça
there's two signs to a minister who know, when you know.
Il y a deux signes.
First,
un
people stop communion when they get in sin, when they backslidden, and they stop paying tithes.
Et ils arrêtent à,
the prophet says tithes paying is an act of the Holy
et
Ghost.
Et
you
et
always find it.
Le Pharaon dit que payer la dîme
the moment there's no more quickening in the soul, people don't want to be at the communion service. And then they don't want the prayer meetings on a Wednesday. Then they just come on a Sunday. You know what it is? It's a sign of progressive backsliding. Backsliding is taking place in the life of a person. And Paul is warning, saying, be careful. If this backsliding continues like this, and you fall away from the truth.
Vous tombez de la vérité.
Look what he says there, verse 26.
Ce qu'il dit
if we sin willfully,
si nous
after you've received the knowledge of the truth,
la connaissance de la
there's
vérité.
No more sacrifice for
il
sin.
Plus de sacrifice pour le péché.
See how far things
et
can go.
Loin les choses peuvent
but one of the early signs,
le premier signe,
no more fellowship.
Il y a plus de communion.
You just want to stay in your
home. Vous voulez juste rester à la maison.
Nah, I don't feel like fellowshipping with friends.
Pas comme un communier.
Don't ever give in to that kind of anointing when it visits you. Because that's not an anointing from above.
Et cela n'est pas l'onction d'en haut.
And that anointing doesn't have good things in mind.
N'a pas de bonnes choses dans les pensées.
But that anointing wants to separate you.
Veut te séparer.
And what's the next thing you find?
Et quelle la chose suivante vous allez
the conditions of the day overtake you.
Te prend maintenant,
and you go in a downward spiral. One thing leads to another.
Et toujours une chose est conduit à l'autre.
And now you have so much in your life
vous avez beaucoup dans votre vie
that you feel guilty of.
Que tu
that for you now to go back to fellowship again,
maintenant de rentrer dans la
communion, it's even worse than it was
c'est
before.
Pire que cela était même avant.
When you sin,
et quand vous
or when you get away from
et
God,
quand vous éloignez de Dieu,
run to God.
Et faut courir avec
don't
Dieu.
Run from Him.
Ne faut pas courir
run
de
into the body.
Faut courir
run for fellowship.
Il faut courir pour la communion.
Because friends, we're all flesh and blood.
C'est parce que nous sommes des chairs, des
we
sons.
Can all be sympathetic one to another.
Être,
because none of us are angels.
Amen.
We all know what the valley is like.
Nous savons ce que cela est.
We all know what it's like to lose the prophetic vision.
Nous savons ce que cela est quand on perd la vision prophétique.
We all know what it's like when the eagle eyes get dim.
Nous savons ce que cela est quand les yeux de l'aigle s'ensombrissent.
And the other eagles have to fly around.
Et l'autre aigle doit voler maintenant.
And the eagle's down in the valley.
Et l'aigle dans la vallée.
And it can't fly anymore.
Et il ne peut plus voler.
And it's got that film over its eyes.
Et il a ses yeux.
And the other eagles have to drop the food to it. To keep it going. Until it renews its youth once again. We really do need one another, friends. Sometimes we think we don't. But you learn it by experience. We need one another. And a healthy Christian. With a healthy Christian experience, who is walking with Christ, they love the communion of the saints. Jesus said, how can you say you love me or love him who you've never seen? Well, James said it, yet you hate your brother that you can see.
Can't be.
The prophet says we love the Christ in one another. That's what we love. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above.
Et c'est comme si
and I'd like to exhort you this evening as we wash one another's feet, as we partake of a common communion table. Don't let the devil rob you of the blessing of the communion of the saints. No matter what effort you have to make, even if you have to take the wrong of somebody else upon yourself, I would exhort you to keep the unity of the faith, keep the unity of the saints, patch up whatever needs to be patched up, speak over whatever needs to be spoken over. Don't leave it like that for your own sake and for the sake of your family. Because Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. When Lot took an offense and there was strife with Abraham, and Lot chose now to go down to Sodom, it wasn't Lot who perished. It was his wife. It was his sons-in-law. As Brother George was showing us last week, it was his daughters down in Sodom, the prophet says. Friends, some of these decisions that we make, we think they're wise decisions because they're made in the heat of the moment. They're made through human temperament, through offense at the time. But you can regret them in the long term. The best thing, pray about it first. Somebody once came to the prophet and said, Brother Branham, I'm thinking of leaving this town to go and live in another town. The prophet says, did God lead you to where you are? He said, yes. He says, you don't leave there until the same God leads you there. Let it be the same leadership of the same God. Don't let offenses and these things, friends, separate you from fellowship. Because like we always say, in every family, you're going to have ups and downs. In the Branham family, they fought in the backyard. But then they united together and fought one for another in the front yard. And that's what it's going to be. He says it in stature of a perfect man. He says, you may not think that you love a certain brother or a certain sister. When he speaks about brotherly kindness, he says, but let something happen to that person and see how you start to feel. You hear brother so-and-so is in hospital. Sister so-and-so, this and that happened to her. That's when something starts to kick in the body of Christ, which seems to have lain dormant for some time, pushes you, pushes the body of Christ to minister to whoever that person is. Look in Luke 24.
Dans Luc 24.
Let's just take a simple example of
que nous puissions prendre un exemple simple
of fellowship.
De la communion.
Just to show many times what happens to us as believers.
Fois, qui nous, ce qui se passe à nous comme
in Luke 24, verse 13, we know the two on the way to Emmaus.
C'était les deux qui étaient dans le chemin d'Emmaüs.
These were two brothers.
C'était deux frères.
In the message.
Dans le message.
But things happened that they didn't understand.
Les choses se sont passées qu'ils n'ont pas compris.
The ministry of the Son of Man.
Le ministère des fils de l'homme.
Had hit a low point.
A maintenant atteint un point bas.
It was unexpected to them.
C'était inattendu pour eux.
They didn't expect that to happen.
Ils n'attendaient pas que cela puisse se passer.
Under the ministry of the Son of Man.
Sous le ministère des fils de l'homme.
Just like we under the ministry of the Son of Man.
Nous sommes sous le ministère des fils
de l'homme. And Jesus was crucified. And he hung naked before the people. And the brothers didn't know how to handle that situation. And the brothers got together to fellowship. Brother Cleopas and his friend. Verse 14. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. Friends. If you go and see the meaning of that word talked together, it means close fellowship. They were together in what they were saying. Yeah. That's right, brother. I don't understand why that had to happen. Yeah, it's confusing. Yeah, it's true. You see, and they got themselves in fellowship. And it says in the next verse 15, it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned,
Et quand ils étaient en train de communier et raisonner.
Friends, sometimes fellowship with believers.
Des fois, la communion de croyants.
It might seem to be spiritual,
ça semble être spirituel.
But this fellowship was taking them away from the promise.
Mais cette communion était en train de les éloigner de la communion.
These two brothers had nothing in their fellowship up to this point.
Ces deux frères ici n'avaient rien dans leur communion.
That was quickening them to go back to Jerusalem.
Ils étaient en train de le vivifier pour rentrer.
They're heading away from Jerusalem down to Emmaus.
Ils étaient en train maintenant d'aller vers Emmaus.
They're discouraged.
Ils étaient découragés.
They're sad, the Bible says.
Ils étaient tristes, la Bible dit.
It says they reasoned together and they were sad.
Ils étaient tristes.
Be careful of that kind of fellowship. People may use quotes, may use spiritual talk, but you know the genuine communion of the saints by the results that it brings. Up to this place in the story, Christ isn't in their fellowship. He's not in it. It's just two brothers, discouraged. And every time they speak, they're just taking one step further and further away from
Jerusalem.
But the good thing about Christ,
he
doesn't like to leave it like that. Christ wants to get into the communion so that he can turn things around, so that he can minister these two brothers back to the place that they're supposed to be with the rest of the believers in Jerusalem. That's where they were supposed to have been.
C'est là où ils devraient être.
But they were communing together.
Mais ils étaient en train de communier.
And reasoning.
Et ils étaient en train de raisonner.
That's how the Bible says, casting down reasoning.
Il faut chasser tes raisonnements.
Sometimes reasoning might seem to be right, but they were wrong.
Ça semble être correct, mais c'est
they were reasoning about the condition of the day.
Ils étaient en train de raisonner à propos des conditions.
Saying, no, there's something wrong here.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas.
Hey, we thought Christ was
that
great prophet.
Était ce grand prophète.
We thought he was going to deliver Israel.
On pensait qu'il devrait délivrer Israël.
Look at their fellowship.
Mais regarde ce
I'm sure it's full of scriptural references.
Je pense qu'il y avait beaucoup de
but it wasn't the real communion of the saints that was required at that time. It says then, in verse 15, they communed together and reasoned, and Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Now there's going to be a difference, friends.
Il y aura une différence maintenant.
When Christ gets in your fellowship.
Et quand Christ vient d'avoir
when you fellowship with someone, you come from there, we've said it many times,
et quand nous vous
and you feel discouraged,
et vous vous
and you don't feel like carrying on,
et vous ne vous sentez pas
be careful of that kind of fellowship.
Amen. Il faut faire attention be careful of that kind of fellowship.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
That's not the body ministering to the body. There's something wrong there.
Qui est en train de servir au corps.
Be careful.
Faites attention.
Goes on to say, verse 17. Let's skip to 17. Jesus said to them, what manner of communications are these? What are you brothers talking about? And listen how Jesus says, that you have one to another as you walk and are sad. Brothers, why are you speaking like this, discouraging one another? Making each other sad.
Est-ce que vous devez être
friends,
triste comme ça?
I don't like that kind of fellowship.
Je veux pas ce genre de communion.
You know, many times in our home,
fois,
the Lord will
fois,
pay me record.
Le Seigneur va
we have many people visit us.
Nous avons beaucoup de gens qui
brothers
nous
from different places, other churches.
De et
and there'll be a fellowship going on.
Il y aura une communion qui va
and I just don't like it.
Je n'aime pas.
And I go to the toilet and I get on my knees.
Et je vais aller aux toilettes
and
et
I say, Jesus.
Je dis, Jésus,
please come into this fellowship.
Venez dans cette,
we want your
dans cette
blessing in this fellowship.
Ta bénédiction
I don't want it just to be like this.
Je veux pas être juste être
let
ça.
It be something that quickens people.
Laisse que ça soit quelque chose qui vivifie.
Let it be something that restores vision where
ça
vision has been
chose
lost.
Qui restaure la vision, que la vision
let it be vivre. Something that somebody after this fellowship
que ça soit quelque chose que quelqu'un
they gird up their loins again and they get themselves back in the battle.
Et dans la
and friends, he never lets you
il ne va pas
he never lets you down. You'll just find all of a sudden some sweetness comes in.
Vous allez trouver qu'il y a une douceur.
Things start moving in a certain channel.
Qui va commencer à se déplacer dans un certain
and Jesus himself draws near.
Canal, et Jésus va s'approcher.
And by the time you get to the end of that fellowship,
quand vous arrivez à la fin de cette
when you go and lay on your bed,
quand vous allez vous étaler dans votre lit,
there's the joy.
Il y a la joie.
There's the quickening.
Il y a la vivification.
There's the scriptures going through your mind.
Il y a les écritures qui vont aller à travers
friends, there's something wonderful
il y a quelque chose de merveilleux
about the communion of the saints.
À propos des communions des
but
saints.
It's got to have Christ in
mais
there.
Ça doit avoir Christ à l'intérieur.
Otherwise, it's just talk.
Amen.
as you talk one another with one another and are sad. Don't you? You've been there before. I've been many times. You come away from fellowship and you're sad. You get home and you try to put on a message or you try to do something. It shouldn't be like that with saints all the time, friends. And then Brother Clopius says in verse 18, are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, has not known the things which have come to pass in these days? And now he's going to tell Jesus all about it. Don't you know why I'm leaving Jerusalem? Brother so-and-so, don't you know you said that against me? And sister so-and-so. And then there was a birthday party and they didn't invite me in the family. Then this. You see, there's all these reasons that make us sad. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools! That means dull of understanding. Fools. Slow of heart. To believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? They thought everything was going wrong. How can it be? If this is the bride, why is this doctrine, that doctrine, this? Friends, it has to be like that. It's perfectly according to the scriptures. Perfectly according to what the prophet said. Everything's moving just fine. Everything's moving just on time. There's nothing wrong with the program of God, friends. You know where the problem is? With our reasoning. That's where the problem is. It's when we're reasoning about it. No, it shouldn't be like this. We had some believers in our home 2 weeks back, last week, Tuesday, and they came. And the one brother, he's not fellowshipping anymore. He's from Northern Ireland. And he came and he said 10,000 reasons why he wasn't going to go and fellowship in certain churches. I said, brother, if you want, let me show you the Bible. I said, let's just open the epistles of Paul. I said, let's look at 1st and 2nd Timothy. I went and showed it. All Asia has departed from me. Hymenaeus and whatever the man's name was. Demas has forsaken. These brothers are teaching the resurrection is past already. Then I took him to the book of Acts. Ananias and Sapphira cheating with the money. The Hebrew widows and the Greek widows arguing about food in the church. Paul and Barnabas having a sharp disputation. James teaching you must be circumcised. And Paul saying if you're circumcised, Christ will do you no good. I said, my friend, everything's running just fine. It has to be like this. If it didn't have these things in the message, we wouldn't be true to the types. It has to be like this. You have to have false apostles like they had in the one, leading people astray, saying if you don't follow me, you're not going to be in the resurrection and things. They had it in the days of Paul. It's just our reasoning sometimes, friends. I think something's wrong. But when Christ gets in the Word and you start seeing it the way that God sees the situation, everything is just fine. And that's what Jesus said to these brothers. He says in verse 27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning themselves. One of the greatest things you can fellowship around is the present stage of the ministry. It's wonderful. Where things are now. What did the message say things should be now? Go and see what the prophet said. Fellowship around those things. There's three things if you want good fellowship. Things that were, things that are,
les choses qui sont,
and things that are to come.
Et les choses à venir.
Fellowship about the prophet, his ministry in this age, which took him right to the third pool.
Il lui a amené directement
then fellowship of where things are now.
Et il faut communier là où les choses se retrouvent maintenant.
And then fellowship of what's to come.
Et communier aux choses
because the bride's going to have the same
parce que l'épouse aura la même
fullness of the third pool,
la même plénitude de
which was demonstrated in the prophet's ministry.
Démontré dans le ministère de prophète.
Those are wonderful things
ça,
to fellowship around.
Qu'il faut communier
when you take current events, current situations, and you filter them through the thinking man's filter of the message of the hour, of the Holy Scriptures, then you fellowship around those things. And it'll be just like it was there. Those brothers, their hearts started to burn within them. And then they said, hey, please, here's our house, come in with us. And they went in. And he broke the bread. And their eyes were open. And they knew that it was him. And they said, did not our hearts burn within us? And they ran back to Jerusalem.
Ils sont rentrés à Jérusalem.
That's real communion in the body of Christ.
Dans le corps de Christ.
It always brings results like
c'est
that.
Ce qui amène le résultat.
When you take things back to the Word,
vous ramenez les choses dans la parole,
and Christ gets into your fellowship,
Christ entre dans votre communion,
and you start going right through the message, right through the Scriptures, things pertaining to ourselves and our day,
qui nous appartient dans notre jour.
You'll see everything's moving just fine. It's nothing out of place, friends. I'm not the least bit worried about where things are. Just the stage of the ministry. The prophet taught us that. Sometimes in the present stage of the ministry, like 2 Timothy 4 with Paul, things can get very low. Just before the crowning time. It can be like that with you as a believer as well. There were things that were. Paul was a great man. Everyone accepted him at one stage.
Tout le monde l'attendait un jour.
Then things that are.
Et là, les choses qui
all men have forsaken me.
Tous les
Demas has forsaken me.
Damas aussi l'a
but the wonderful thing about Paul,
la chose merveilleuse avec
as we said the other week, whenever Paul puts a scripture showing something negative,
quand Paul met dans les écritures,
Demas has forsaken me.
Il a dit, Demas m'a abandonné.
He puts the next verse.
Il met le verset suivant.
Luke is with me.
Luke est
bring Mark, he's profitable for the ministry.
Mark, il est profitable.
He says, all Asia have departed from me.
L'Asie tout entière s'est éloignée de
oh,
moi.
But the house of Onesiphorus.
Mais la maison de
he sought me out carefully.
Ils m'ont cherché
and he ministered unto me.
Et il m'a servi.
May the Lord bless him.
Que le Seigneur puisse bénir cela.
It's always like that.
C'est comme
there's ça always the other side of the coin.
Il y a un autre côté de la chose.
But sometimes we focus just on the negative.
Mais des fois, nous nous focalisons
and we forget
sur
there's a John Mark, there's a Timothy, there's
et
a Luke, there's a Titus. And we just focus on the Demas and the Asia and those that have overthrown the faith of some. I don't think that's wise, friends, to fellowship in our spiritual fellowship one with another like that. Now let's change a little bit before we come to communion here. Let's look at the Son of Man himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul told us,
Paul nous a dit,
don't forsake
ne faut pas abandonner
the assembling together of one another.
L'assemblée des saints.
But more so as you see the day approaching.
Si vous voyez les jours s'approcher,
what did Jesus say?
Et qu'est-ce que Jésus
look in Luke 21.
Luke 21.
When Jesus speaks about the signs of the end time. And he's speaking about the destruction of Jerusalem. And then he speaks about the end of the world and those things.
La fin du monde et
verse 32, Luke 21.
Luke 21.
Look what he says. He says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. So it was our generation.
C'était notre génération.
To the Jews back there, their generation would see the destruction of Jerusalem.
Leur génération qui verra la destruction de
and Jerusalem. Our generation is going to see the end of all things.
Et notre génération verra la fin de toutes choses.
Then Jesus starts to get serious about it, friends.
Et Jésus commençait à être sérieux.
Verse 34. Now listen how he warns us.
Écoute comment il nous a...
He says, and take heed to yourselves.
Prenez garde à vous-même.
Take heed to yourselves.
Prenez garde à vous-même.
Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting.
Et que votre cœur ne s'appuie,
your heart gets overburdened.
Et que ne s'appesantisse pas.
Way down.
Et que cela ne soit pas
by rabaissé. Associating and fellowshipping too much with the worldly things.
Et communiant beaucoup avec les choses du monde.
And drunkenness.
Le manger,
and cares of this life.
Et les soucis de cette vie.
Now friends, Jesus is speaking to message believers.
Jésus est en train de parler
to his disciples.
Au message, à ses disciples.
He says, and so that day come upon you unawares.
Et que ce jour-là ne vienne sur vous.
You see, there's something so important,
il y a quelque chose de très important
about fellowship,
à propos des
about the body,
à propos du
about
corps,
the ministry of the word.
À propos des ministères de la parole.
It keeps you in truth.
Cela te garde en harmonie.
If you just go off on your own,
si vous allez
you'll start worrying more about your overtime, more about your exams, more about when I'm going to get married, and that's where you'll go. Until Christ ministers you back to sanity once again. And says, my friend, don't you know all of these things are going to... Not one stone is going to be left upon another. Yes, those things you must pay attention to them. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And we're all in an age like we're living in. We continually need that quickening to keep getting us back in line. Because this is such a deceptive age. What did the prophet so much like in the Laodicean church too, in the message? Dozens of times. To Samson on the knees of Delilah. Many times, the loudest in Pentecostal church. Falling asleep on the knees of Delilah. Having been wooed by the enemy, friends. Dressed in the beauty of
Delilah.
He was deceived. The prophet calls it a deceived church by the world. That's the message. That's where he preaches in all the messages of once more, Lord, just one more time, just once more. And he takes the church of our age, the lukewarm condition, and says it was like Samson falling asleep on the knees of Delilah. Friends, I'm so glad we have a message. And I'm so glad there's a ministry in the message. And we've had a lot of ministry recently. The Lord has granted us grace, friends. And I'm so glad there's ministry in the body. That though there's three kinds of believers, yes. But there's genuine believers that have the Spirit of Christ in them. And if you fellowship with them, Christ will quicken you once again. Your eyes become focused once again on the things they should be focused on. Because it's a deceiving age. The prophet says in the church ages, he says a great burden of the last age is the pressure of riches. Pressure of riches. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay for my exams? And you put your mind all on that. I don't feel like going to church today. I need to find somewhere where I can get some money. That's the worst decision you can ever make. Get yourself back in the presence of the Son of Man. Let him minister you back to the place that you should be. Because when Jesus himself in Matthew 6, the Son of Man himself,
le fils de l'homme,
was ministering to the multitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. What did he say? He says, take no thought about what you shall eat. Take no thought about what you shall wear. The unbelievers worry about these things. But you seek first my kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be taken care of. That's Jesus speaking to the multitudes. We need that same Son of Man to keep reminding us of the same things, friends. And he's not going to remind you when you're putting on England against Sweden in Donetsk. Watching European Championship. Friends, the Son of Man's never been involved in football. He never will be involved in football. How can he spend foolish time when the hour's late like this? Worrying about foolish things like that? I don't understand, friends. That's a sign of backsliding. You're heading down. Because when you wear a fellowship with Christ, or watching men with short trousers, friends, running around a field kicking a piece of leather, and then you weigh it in the balance, I'd rather have the football, friends. Be careful. Remember Lot's wife.
Il faut se souvenir de la femme
Remember
de Lot.
Lot's wife.
Et Emma,
and that's why Jesus says, take heed to yourselves.
Pourquoi Jésus dit,
assess yourself, where are you spiritually?
Et où est-ce que vous êtes spirituellement?
And if you just keep yourself to yourself,
et
you
si
think I'm fine. I'm praying my 5 minutes every morning. I'm reading my one chapter in the Bible.
Je lis mon seul chapitre
but there's no quickening in your life to quicken you to your adoption.
Amen. Il faut porter
it's a worrying condition. You look back and say, but if some years ago I really had vision and purpose. But I lost my vision, yes. When you turned on the television, you lost your spiritual vision. That's what the prophet says. He says, the angel of the Lord told me, don't have the television in your house. The angel told him, friend, the Lord himself.
L'ange lui a dit,
and the Lord had a good reason for doing that.
Avait une bonne raison de faire
because
ça.
That Delilah,
Delilah,
it'll make you fall asleep on its knees.
Va te faire dormir
and then it'll take away your source of strength.
Va prendre ta source de
and force. Then the temptation's going to come
quand
upon
la
you.
Tentation va venir
it's going to come sickness in your home.
Et quand la maladie
trouble
venir,
with your children.
Trouble, avec
trouble in your marriage.
Les troubles de votre
and you're going to shake yourself.
Et vous allez vous
and you're going to say, well, the Lord helped me before. And he's going to help me again. And like Samson, you don't know, but the Lord departed from me. That's not a nice condition to be in, friends. That when you need him, he's not there. Because you've been worshipping other things. And Jesus continually warned of those things. Whenever he spoke of these things inside of the scriptures, he would warn about it continually. Look what he says there. Verse 35. Luke 21. It says, for as a snare, shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth? It's like a trap.
Car il viendra comme un filet sur tout ce qui
and that bird or that animal, it thinks everything's fine.
Toute la terre.
It has another danger that it's going straight into.
C'est
and all of a sudden, it's in the trap.
Vous êtes dans
and
un
Jesus, filet. That's what's going to happen to this age.
Je dis que ça va,
the economy is going to go, the beast is going to rise up.
Et la bête va
they're going to close down the independent churches, the prophet told us. There's going to be a persecution of the foolish virgin. He says, you'll be hunted like dogs.
Et vous allez être chassés
it'll be a time of trouble.
Chiens,
such as hasn't been since man was upon the earth, Jesus said. And Jesus said, be careful that you don't get into the deceptiveness of this age. The precious of riches. The prophet says, soft living. Nervous tension. He says that's a condition of this age. He says it's a complex age that we seem unfitted to live in. Friends, we don't fit in this age. We only fit in with one another. That's where we can find who we really are. I only fully feel at home when I'm with the believers. You put on the barbecue, believers are there. Friends, you can just be yourself. But when you're at work, you can't
mais
be yourself.
Travail,
you just don't quite fit in.
Amen.
You don't like that conversation. You don't like
vous
what they're talking about there.
Vous ne voulez pas ce qu'ils sont en train de se dire là-bas.
You're the eagle in the chicken yard.
Vous êtes un aigle dans, la
but when the eagles get together, friends, what a jubilee.
Et quand l'aigle se rassemble avec
I don't know about you, but that's my experience.
Amen.
And I'm praying it'll ever be like that.
Et je prie que cela
because when it's not like that, I need to get back to the altar and say, Lord, something's changed in me. I used to love the communion of the saints. I used to feel not at home in this world. I only felt at home in the presence of the Lord.
J'étais en train de me sentir étranger dans ce monde, mais je ne sais pas qu'est-ce qui s'est passé.
But something has changed.
Et quelque chose a pris place.
Look at verse 36. Look what Jesus says in conclusion on that verse. This is the counsel of the Son of Man.
C'est le conseil des fils.
In the last generation of the Jewish church.
Dans le dernier âge de l'âge.
40 years later, Jerusalem was destroyed.
His
counsel was, watch ye therefore and pray always. He always says, watch and pray, Jesus. Watch and pray. That's why I find such a mystery of people who don't want to be in a prayer meeting. But the Bible says, watch and pray always. And if you're struggling yourself at home, to pray. When you get together and others are praying and they generate an atmosphere, it'll quicken you in your prayer as well. Friends, it's wonderful. We're speaking at our house with Brother George Martin. He says in their church prayer meeting on a Wednesday, they pray for 1 hour. Because Jesus says, could you not watch me for 1 hour? And people pray for an hour. Whereas when people here pray for an hour, sometimes people get grieved. So why did that brother pray for 1 hour? Don't they know Ukraine or playing at 9 o'clock? Friends, we don't need that kind of a thing.
Amen.
That's not the kind of priority that we need. Because Jesus, our Lord, the Son of Man, He exhorted us, He counseled us. Watch and pray always. Watch, be watchful, be alert, be
vigilant.
Be sensitive. And pray.
Prier.
That you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things.
Tu peux être digne de pouvoir échapper ces choses.
Friends, how much we need to pray that.
Et comment nous avons besoin
I
de prier.
Want my family to escape these things.
Amen. Je veux que ma famille puisse échapper
what should choses. Our families escape? What should we escape from?
Qu'est-ce que nous devons s'échapper?
All the sins of Sodom.
Le péché de Sodome.
We need to escape from the sins
Amen.
Of Sodom.
Nous devons nous échapper
we need our children to escape from the sins
nous
of Sodom.
Avons besoin que nos enfants puissent échapper
from the lukewarm of Laodicea. We need to pray, oh, Lord, grant me grace to escape these things. That's what Jesus said. Pray, oh, Lord, that you may escape these things from the judgments that are already in the earth. To escape these judgments. I don't want to see these things in my home. Sodomy and all those kind of things. I want to pray unto the Son of Man like He exhorted. Saying, Lord, grant me grace that I might be found worthy in Christ to escape all these things that shall come upon the earth, that I might stand before the Son of Man. That when the Son of Man comes, I won't be ashamed. You won't be ashamed. But you can stand before Him. The Bible says that you might be able to stand boldly in the day of Christ. But friends, when we're shirking our responsibilities, we're not doing things the way that we should, we'll never be looking forward to the coming of the Lord. You'll be hoping, I hope He doesn't come now.
Hey,
I don't want Him to find me in this kind of a
condition.
But He's going to come one of these days. So is it not time now we should watch and pray, tune up and get rid of the foolish things? I think it's time. Look what He says in Luke chapter
12.
We'll just read a couple of scriptures that Jesus said about, and all of these scriptures about the end time. Whenever He speaks of the end time, these are the things He says. You read your Bible. Luke chapter 12, verse
35.
Now this is the words of Christ. Let your loins be girded about. What's that? That's people that are preparing for a journey. You're not slack.
You've
got everything in order.
Vous mettez toutes choses en ordre.
And your light's burning.
Et que vos lampes allumées.
And you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
Et vous soyez semblables à des hommes qui attendent leur Seigneur.
When He will return from the wedding, that when He comes and knocks, they may open to Him immediately.
Qui vont ouvrir.
That's the condition a believer should want to be in this age. You want to be alert, you want to watch. Yes, we make our mistakes, friends. We're human beings. But as far as you possibly can, be faithful in your posture of duty. Be faithful as a husband, be faithful as a father, be faithful as a mother. Be faithful one another as brothers and sisters. So that if Christ comes tonight, you can open and say, Lord. If the dead in Christ raise now, friends, there's not going to be weeping and wailing and saying, but oh, I need to set some things right. I've got things that I shouldn't be doing in my life. You see how Jesus warns us. He says, take heed. Verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Blessed are those servants that at the coming of Christ, they're watching. They're sober. They're vigilant. They're watchful. And you can never separate watch and pray. They're always go together. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. So to be watchful, you've got to be prayerful. To be prayerful, as we always say, a sinning man stops praying. And a praying man stops sinning.
Amen.
You can't be fellowshipping with the television and then be prayerful in your life. It's not possible. But if you get serious in prayer, the TV goes out. It's a natural thing. When you get quickened by the Son of Man once again, friends, you'll want the MP3s. You want the message of the hour. You want the communion of the saints. You want the old-fashioned gospel, old-time religion. That's what a believer wants. When things are going well inside of the soul. Look what it says in verse 40. Be ye therefore ready also.
Soyez donc prêts.
For the Son of Man comes at an hour that you think not.
Quand le fils de l'homme arrive,
some believers are waiting for Los Angeles to sink.
D'autres croyants sont en train d'attendre que Los Angeles.
It's too late then, friends.
C'est trop tard que vous le pensez.
That's when the door closes.
C'est quand les portes se ferment.
That's when the foolish virgin realized we don't have the oil. When the dead in Christ rise and you can't see them. Because you haven't been quickened into that dimension now. To be fellowshipping with that dimension now. Don't be waiting for those things, friends. Because the Son of Man says at an hour that you think not. That's when the Son of Man's coming. So we need to be watchful. Watch and pray. And the communion of the saints helps with that so much, friends. Because you will go and fellowship, and the Lord is going to quicken somebody to speak the thoughts of your heart. And that though they may not know it, they're pointing right into your heart to that something that you've been doing that you shouldn't. And that's the grace of God to you. The grace of God to you. What about Mark chapter 13 as we come to a close? Mark chapter 13, just to remind us what Jesus said. Mark chapter 13. He's speaking of all the signs of the end. In verse 29, he says, "So you in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the doors." So he's speaking of the end time. But go down to 33.
Verset 33.
Every time Jesus says the same.
Jésus dit la même
Take
chose.
Ye heed.
Prenez garde, veillez.
Watch and pray.
Et priez.
For you know not when the time is.
Car vous ne savez pas quand le temps viendra.
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey.
C'est le fils de l'homme comme un homme qui envoie.
Who left his house and gave authority to his servants.
Et qui a laissé sa maison a donné l'autorité à ses serviteurs.
And to every man his work.
Et à chaque, sa tâche, à
not just the ministers, tâche. Friends.
Et c'est comme le ministère.
He's given us everyone a worker responsibility. A post of duty, a calling.
Et un appel, le poste
something we can do for him and for his people and for his kingdom.
Quelque chose que nous devons faire pour son royaume et pour son
to père. Every man.
À chaque homme.
Then he says.
Et il a dit.
Verset 35. Watch ye therefore. For you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or midnight or cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he finds you sleeping. Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Samson, les Philistins sont sur vous.
In verse 37.
Verset 37.
And what I say unto you, I say unto all. All of us.
Que je vous dis,
what's Jesus saying? Just watch. Watch. Be alert. Forget the newspapers. Forget the Facebook. Put your face in the right book. There's only one book that your face should be in most of the time.
But people will be up till 2 in the morning in Facebook. Friends, that's wasted time. But the Bible says redeem the time for the days of evil. That we may escape these things, friends. These plagues that are in the earth. That these plagues don't come on our children. That they don't become the children of Sodom like Lot's children became. Lot's wife. Jesus uses those as end time scriptures. As it was in the days of Lot. The revealing of the Son of Man. The ministry of our age. He says, remember Lot's wife. Friends, Sodom is a tempting place. Tempting place. A deceptive place. And a destructive place. Let's finish with this. Let's go and look at Abraham. We'll just read a few verses as we close. Look in Genesis 14 to show the grace of God. This is the way that God works with Abraham and his seed after him. In Genesis 14, Lot has just been overcome by Sodom.
Lot a été vaincu par Sodom.
And by the kings that came and conquered the kings of
Sodom.
Lot thought, going down there, I don't need fellowship.
I
can go to church when I want. I don't need to go to Uncle Abraham. And then the enemy came in like a flood. And Lot realized he didn't have what it took to overcome the conditions of the day. And Lot and his family and all of them were taken captive by the conditions of the day. And a good thing is, by God's grace, one of the young men, he escaped. And he knew where to go. The young brother was watching at home and he said, oh, mommy and daddy, they're not watching the right things. And he goes to brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. Because he knew, but hey, no, this is different than in such and such a house. And says, brother, will do mind. Please, my mommy and my daddy, they're watching things that are not right. So this young man comes to Abraham. And says,
Abraham,
Lot and his family have all been taken captive. Friends, and Abraham. Girds up his loins. Puts on the armor. With his 318 young men. Raised in his own house. He goes and smites five kings.
Whoa.
Takes back all the goods. Takes back Lot and all of the people. Brings them down. Now look what the devil wants to do. In verse 17. We read it once before. We read it again. As he comes back bringing the goods. Verse 16. And his brother Lot. Verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him. Aha. Friends, you're going to be meeting the king of Sodom regularly if you're a genuine believer. And especially when you have some quickening power and God is ministering deliverance through you in whatever way that he wants. This king of Sodom out there, the prince of the power of the air, he's going to come to try to make you compromise. And he comes to Abraham. It says, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the vale of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. So the king of Sodom is coming out. He hasn't yet got to him. And the Lord looks down and says, Facebook.
Facebook, tout ça.
Twitter.
Le Twitter.
Internet.
L'internet.
Pornography.
La pornographie.
All of these things, friends.
Toutes ces choses.
He says, I don't want this overtaking my son Abraham.
Ce sont les choses qui ne vont pas vers mon fils.
I need to get there first.
Je dois aller là-bas premièrement.
And it says in verse 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. The best defense against the king of Sodom, before you meet him, take communion with Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is the same one that came in the cloud, friends. Who is this Melchizedek?
Amen.
He's the son of man. And the bread and wine is the message of the hour.
Amen. Le pain et le vin, c'est le message de l'être.
The best thing you can do if you want to overcome Sodom,
et si vous voulez vaincre Sodom,
take communion with Melchizedek.
Prendre la communion avec Melchizedek.
Partake of his bread and his wine.
But
people don't want to do that. They want to go and play with the king of Sodom for a season first. And then go and try to find Melchizedek to patch up the damage afterwards. Don't do that, friends.
Il ne faut pas le faire.
I don't want the king of Sodom. I want nothing to do with the man.
Sodom, je n'ai rien à faire avec.
I want Melchizedek in my home.
Melchizedek dans ma maison.
I want his bread and his wine.
Je veux son pain et son vin.
And it says that Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, for he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. Hey, Abraham's receiving the blessing.
Abraham était en train de recevoir la bénédiction.
And said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heavens and earth. My, what a revelation is coming forth in the message of the hour.
Et quelle révélation qui vient dans le message.
And Abraham's been quickened in his soul by the visitation of Melchizedek.
Dans son âme par la
and Melchizedek is blessing him.
Melchizedek est en train de lui bénir.
Verse 20.
Verset 20.
And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. There was the response, like we say. Melchizedek blesses you.
You
give him his portion as well.
Et il a donné aussi la dîme.
Verse 21.
Verset 21.
Then the king of Sodom gets there.
Le roi de Sodom
but it's too late.
Mais c'était tard.
Abraham's fresh from communion.
Abraham était fraîche de la communion.
It's too late.
Et c'était tard.
And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to yourself. I don't want none of the goods of Sodom. Doesn't matter, just keep some of those worldly DVDs in your house. Those are the goods of Sodom. Keep some of the tight-fitting clothing. Abraham says, no. You Johnny come too lately. You come too late.
Vous êtes venu à retard.
I've just received the blessing of Melchizedek.
La bénédiction de Melchizedek.
And then he continues on.
Et il continue.
Verse 23. Listen what Abraham says.
Regarde ce qu'il dit.
Verse 22. Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread to a shoe latchet.
Amen.
I want none of your clothes. I want none of your shoes. I want none of your fashion. I'm not going to take anything from you. But you can't do it in your own strength, friends. The world will overtake you and your home unless you're having communion with Melchizedek. But when the enemy is coming in like a flood, Jehovah raises a standard every time. But you've got to respond. You've got to feed. You've got to eat the book. You've got to partake of communion with Melchizedek.
Part de la communion.
And with his body, friends, because that's how he communes with us. Those two on the road to Emmaus, do you know they had communion with Melchizedek? That was Melchizedek. Melchizedek is the Logos, the angel of the Lord, the prophet, it was Christ.
C'était l'ange du Seigneur, le prophète.
And friends, this message of the hour
message de
was revealed by Melchizedek.
Amen. Cela a été révélé par Melchizedek.
We have the same communion with Melchizedek.
Nous avons la même communion.
And the king of Sodom is offering compromise to the children of God just as much now as he did there in the valley of Shavuot.
Cela a été dans la vallée de Shavuot.
But believers need to stay in fresh fellowship.
And
refuse to compromise.
Refuser de compromettre.
With the things of Sodom.
Avec les choses de
I don't
Sodom.
Want the sins of Sodom.
Because
then you receive of the plagues.
Parce que vous allez
you put the TV in your home. See how your children become worldly. It has to happen.
Amen.
Whatever you sow, that shall you reap. That's the law of the Bible. You think it'll be different with us?
No.
We'll be careful what you watch. Since when? Whoever was careful with what they watched on a television? It never works like that. It's Delilah. That's what it is. It's enticing. You'll say, well, just watch the news. What about the adverts during the news? What about the adverts? What about the women that aren't dressed right and the kissing and the immorality? And your children are sitting in front of that and the king of Sodom is ministering to your children. Watch and pray that you may escape these things, Jesus. You need to escape all of these things, friends. That when the Lord comes, we're ready. Nothing to be embarrassed about. That That when he says, what did you do with the portion I gave you?
Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire avec la portion?
Say, Jesus, I'm an unprofitable servant. But I tried my best.
J'ai essayé mon meilleur.
And he'll say, enter into the joys
dit,
of the Lord.
Entre dans la joie du Seigneur.
Prepared for you from before the foundation.
Pour vous avant la fondation.
But what happens if you've got all that nonsense in your home?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe si vous avez des choses,
and Christ comes, what are you going to say? How are you going to explain it?
Et comment vous allez
he'll say, I sent you my prophet.
Je vous ai envoyé mon
the prophet. Angel came to the prophet.
L'ange est venu chez le prophet.
He delivered the full counsel of God.
Il n'avait pas le plein
there was Melchizedek's blessing in the message of the hour.
La bénédiction de Melchizedek dans le message de l'air.
Why didn't you listen to what the prophet had to say?
Pas écouter ce que le prophète a dit?
Why didn't you listen to what the scripture
pourquoi
had to
pas
say?
Écouter ce que les écritures disent?
And Abraham says, verse 24,
verset 24,
save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Ene Eshkol and Mamre, let them take their portion. Friends, that's Abraham and his seed
ça,
after
c'est Abraham et sa semence après.
They don't want Sodom.
Ils ne veulent pas le Sodom.
They stay out of Sodom.
Ils sont restés
though it was tough for Abraham out of Sodom.
Que c'était difficile
there was enough pour grazing Sodom. For his sheep sometimes.
Il ne veut pas assez de la nourriture pour
remember the prophet speaks about it.
Vous en souvenez
and the message is anything too hard for the Lord. And you brothers need to be strong because the prophet says that day Abraham got up in the morning and Sarah she wasn't in tune. Abraham got up and he prayed in the morning. Hallelujah. Jehovah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings of Melchizedek. And he comes out from his time of prayer. And Sarah was out of the spirit. And the prophet says, and Sarah was saying, I don't know why you want us to stay here. Living up here. On the hillside, there's no water. It's tough. Look at Mrs. Lot down there. Did you see the way she was dressed the other day? All the caravans from Egypt, they passed through Sodom. That's what the prophet says. The caravans from Egypt, they passed through Sodom, friends. And Mrs. Lot, she was already there. Did you see how she was dressed? And then Abraham, he said, oh, I got to be careful here. The prophet says he could sense inside of his soul that there was a blessing near. And he didn't want to get caught in a fuss. And Sarah was fussing.
And
Abraham took his chair and he went and he put it in the tent door. And the prophet says he started to meditate about the goodness of God. And then he saw three men. And here came Melchizedek again in a body of clay.
Friends,
that's what happened there.
Amen. C'est ce qui s'est passé là-bas.
That's how it happens all the time.
C'est ce qui s'est passé tout le temps.
But Abraham had to be strong.
Et Abraham doit être
not
fort.
To compromise.
De ne pas compromise.
Not to allow those things.
De ne pas permettre
friends, it doesn't matter if Mrs. Lot in another message church does certain things. That doesn't
Amen.
Matter to me.
Amen.
It's what
Amen.
The message itself c'est says that's the absolute si friends. You might say, but they're allowing this and that. No, I don't mind about those things. That's not the standard.
Amen.
You and I are not going to be judged by the standard of other people.
Vous et moi, nous ne serons pas jugés par les standards d'autres personnes.
You're going to be judged by Melchizedek's message.
Le message de Melchizedek.
By the ministry of the Son of Man.
Par le ministère de Fils.
What's been ministered to us.
C'est ce qui nous a été servi.
And let's not forget when Melchizedek came.
Ne pas oublier quand Melchizedek
what was the revelation that he was given to Abraham?
Qu'est-ce qui était la révélation qu'il a donnée à Abraham?
Was the bread and the wine.
C'était le pain et le vin.
The same as Jesus at the last supper.
La même chose quand Jésus à la dernière souper.
The broken bread.
Il a donné le pain brisé.
And the wine.
Et il a donné
and Melchizedek was revealing to Abraham.
Melchizedek était en train de se révéler à Abraham. Il dit Abraham.
I'm going to have to come as a man.
Je dois descendre
my body is going to be broken for
mon
you.
Cœur sera brisé.
My body is going to be broken for your seed after
pour
you.
Ta semence.
And my blood, this wine, is going to be shed.
Il sera versé.
And Abraham was partaking
et Abraham était en train de prendre
of the revelation
et part de la révélation
of Melchizedek.
Et de Melchizedek.
And friends, that's what we need.
Et c'est ce que nous avons
in besoin. Order to be continually quickened
pour être continuellement
out of the deception of this age,
de la déception,
out of the temptation of this age,
de la tentation de
the power temps. Doesn't come from nowhere.
La puissance ne vient de rien, de nulle part.
It comes from following the right channel.
Bien, à suivant les canaux
communion avec, with the saints.
À communion avec les saints.
The ministration of the word.
La service de la parole.
The message of the hour.
Le message de l'air.
Friends, pray.
Et la prière.
Watch and pray.
Amen. Veillez et
Jesus
priez.
Says, watch and pray.
Il dit, veillez et priez.
Then Jesus takes his disciples
et Jésus prend ses disciples
into Gethsemane.
À Gethsemane.
He's going to show them himself.
Et il va,
he's entering
eux.
Into an hour of crisis.
Il était entré d'entrer dans une ère de
The hour of darkness is upon him.
L'ère de ténèbres est assurée.
He knows himself.
Il connaissait
He's lui. Just had communion with the body of the believers.
Avoir la communion avec le corps
He said with great desire
avec un grand désir,
that I desire this communion with you
que je désire cette communion avec
before I suffer.
Avant que je puisse
Where does he go now?
Et qu'est-ce qu'il va aller
he là-bas? Goes to pray.
Il va aller prier.
And he takes Peter, James, and John.
Il va prendre Pierre, Jean et Jacques.
Goes a stone's cast from them.
Parce que le pierre sera acheté des
and he prays earnestly, the Bible
il a
says.
Prié honnêtement, la Bible.
And he comes back to them.
Et il est rentré
and he says, could you not watch with me for
vous
one
ne
hour?
Devrez pas veiller avec moi-même pour une
watch and pray.
Veiller et prier.
For the spirit is willing, et but your flesh is weak.
L'esprit veut, mais la chair
he says, there's difficult times just upon you. Be careful.
Sur vous, faites attention.
That these things don't take you unawares and stumble you. And then Jesus goes and prays again.
Va prier
a great agony in prayer.
Et un grand agonie dans la prière.
And he comes back and the disciples are sleeping.
Et il est revenu, le disciple est en train de dormir.
It's such a crisis hour.
Et quelle crise qui était là.
And then Judas comes.
Et Judas est venu.
And the soldiers.
Et
and the temptation is upon
et
them.
And
Jesus is perfectly prepared.
Jésus était parfaitement préparé.
He enters into it knowing exactly what's going
on.
He's equipped, he's prepared, he's quickened
il a été préparé,
for
il
the
a
battle
été
that's before him.
Pour la bataille qui
but
était
his
devant.
Disciples, they've been sleeping.
Étaient en train de dormir.
They haven't been watching and praying.
Ils n'étaient pas en train de veiller
they scatter.
Ils
they're in disarray.
Ils sont disparus.
They're taken unawares.
They're
not prepared
pas
for what was to come.
Friend,
let that not be our portion. In this age
portion,
that we're living in,
que nous
that the things come upon us unawares.
Nous
but let's watch and pray.
Et
let's be faithful.
Et que nous être
let's have communion and fellowship
et
one with another.
Communion, et avec à
communion and fellowship with Melchizedek.
Communion avec Melchizedek.
Let's keep ourselves
et que nous nous
as the seed of Abraham,
comme la semence d'Abraham
in this last hour.
Dans cette dernière.
Let's stand. Let's sing one song before we come to communion. Let's sing that song, close to thee, thou my everlasting portion. Hope that's your desire, your testimony tonight, that he's your everlasting
portion.
Not for ease or worldly pleasure, but just to be close to him.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or light to me, all along my pilgrim journey,
About El Shaddai. Let's sing about Jesus Christ, the great El Shaddai, the breasted one. If you don't have strength tonight, come and nurse strength from El Shaddai. Nurse strength from his people, strength from his word, strength from his presence.
Your name, El Shaddai, crown of
crown in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Friends, the song says, so we cry out your name. Let's all call upon the name of the Lord before we come to communion. You commit yourself. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you upon this evening, Lord, just for your grace, even as the song is said. Father, we rely upon your grace. Father, we cry unto thee upon this evening. Since let's open Matthew 26, let's read our communion scripture. We come to communion now. Let's read from Matthew 26, from verse 26. Matthew 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And verse 29 is very interesting. It says, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Now, Jesus was going into battle.
Jésus devrait entrer dans la bataille.
He took those comforts. There was nothing sinful with it.
But
he said, I need to lay these things aside now. I'll not drink of this cup anymore.
Je ne boirai plus de cette coupe.
I'm going to gird up my loins now.
Je vais prendre mes seins,
and I'm going into the battle.
Et je vais aller dans la bataille.
And I think it's good for us as believers.
C'est bien pour nous comme croyants.
In a time like this to do the same.
Et c'est de faire la même
certain chose. Things aren't sinful.
Il y a certaines choses,
but certain things are unnecessary. They're not helpful.
Qui n'aident pas.
They don't minister grace.
Et qui n'aident pas la grâce.
They don't help you in your calling. And sometimes, like Jesus, you need to look, I'm not going to partake of this anymore. Because I'm setting my face towards the kingdom. And I'm sure the Lord would help us. Like the brother was saying the other week, if you redeem the time, let there be some redemption in the time we spend. And I'm sure the Lord will bless us. Let's bow our heads. Father, how we ask your blessing upon the bread in Jesus' name. We ask your blessing upon the cup. We thank you, Lord, for what these represent, Lord. Without the broken body, we wouldn't be here today.
Yes, Lord.
Without the shed blood, Father, we'd be yet in our sins and our trespasses. We'd be strangers to your spirit,
yes.
Strangers to your grace, strangers to your covenant, strangers to the hope that is within us of the fulfillment of all of your promises, Lord. Even as the song says, it's only by your grace, Father. It's not by our goodness, our works. It's nothing that we merited, Lord. But Father, this great covenant you established between yourself and this royal seed of Abraham. And Father, we enter in and partake of the blessing this night with thanksgiving. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinners. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. Glorious promise that He will. still do. Wash in the fountain open for sin, and I will pass over you. Justly his due, hiding the saving sin, cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. Shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you.
No, friend, sometimes
Fois,
when you're washing someone's feet
vous allez laver
and you pray sincerely for them,
vous priez sincèrement,
you never know, that same person one day may be the instrument that God will use to minister you out of a condition that you can't get out. God sometimes uses the most unlikely of vessels. That's why it's a wonderful thing, the diversity in the body of Christ. Everyone's feet are different, some are bigger, some are smaller. Everybody's called in a different way. But everybody's called for a purpose. So it's a good thing. Let's really pray sincerely one for another as we wash one another's feet. We know the scriptures well. Let's just go straight down to verse 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I've done to you.
Amen.
So the prophet says, Jesus giving us an example, it becomes a commandment to a believer. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. And I'm happy to do them this evening. I hope that you are too. May the Lord bless us. If the sisters wouldn't mind coming this side, brothers coming this side, let's wash one another's feet in Jesus' name. Warmed up for tomorrow for singing, so it's good.
Amen.
Since we didn't greet at the beginning, Sister Molly from Malawi, who's with us. Sister Molly, yes? God bless you, sister. She's come to sojourn. She's come to study, so we do welcome her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Feel at home, sister. We're your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's finish with a song. Let's sing one song and then let's keep in prayer for tomorrow. Let's keep in prayer for 2 weeks' time. Brother Barry coming, the family meetings and stuff. Let's keep these things before the altar. Let's remember Brother Scott, still not well with his eye. He would have liked to have been here. Let's pray the Lord might bring them tomorrow by the grace of God. Let's keep Brother Brian in prayer. Whatever the Lord lays in your heart. But let's finish with that song, I'm Justified. I'm Justified. Then we close in a word of prayer. And wondering about what I'm supposed to be.
I'm denied the times I've made mistakes. I can't hide from him in you. But I knew that deep is in my soul. I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again with you. Justified,
I'm justified.
You have not done it in the first place. You're justified, justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. Cause he promised I'd be victorious when I know I'm not alone. Then I heard an eagle scream. His voice quickened my soul. He said, you have done it in the first place. You're justified. Justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified, justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. Looked at your perfect picture without blink, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. 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 You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. 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 You have not done it in the first place. You justified. 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 You have not done it in the first place. Justified.
I think people still want to sing one more song. I don't think we can go like that. Let's sing one more. Let's sing the original life, the original seed. And may the Lord bless you as we depart. After this, we ask Brother George to close in a word of prayer.
The original life, the original seed, the original word. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original sin. Such tributes were manifested to his pride in his last day. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know and what we are reserved for. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original life, the original sin, the original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original lie, the original sin. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say, and our names are seen with Him, written and perfected our sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. It's the original lie, the original lie, the original sin, the original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original lie, the original sin. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours. We were chained down in the past, true jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God.
Amen.
The original lie, the original lie, the original sin, the original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man, it's revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original lie, the original sin. We are called unto adoption, full of authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentiles' days soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. The original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seed.
Let's bow our heads.
Father, most gracious Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, how blessed that Spirit, Lord, that we feel now.
Amen.
Father, the great El Shaddai,
yes,
the great Elohim, once more condescended. Father, and is in flesh form.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, he's taken on our mortal bodies, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and you desire, Father, to complete your work,
yes,
Father, here in this land called Ireland.
Amen.
You desire, Father, to complete your work here in this city called,
yes,
Dublin.
Lord, yes.
Father, Lord, to us, we see, Father, much darkness. We,
amen,
see no goodness. But, Father, you, the great eagle who seeth,
amen,
Father, through, Father, eyes that, Lord, Savior, we cannot see.
Amen.
See the needs of this land. You,
amen,
see the needs of the people.
Yes.
Oh, Savior, God, be merciful, Father.
Praise
Lord,
Jesus.
God, and use us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for we are your hands. We are your feet.
Yes,
we,
Lord,
are your eyes. We are your head. Father,
amen,
use these, Father, weak bodies, Lord,
yes,
to fulfill your purpose, oh God.
Amen.
Father, that, Lord, Savior, when we cross on over, Father,
amen,
Lord, and we, Lord, Savior, be in eternity,
yes,
Father, with the people of this land.
Amen.
Father, Lord, those people would say it was good and needful,
yes,
that we pass through this land.
Yes,
Father, help us, oh God, that,
yes,
we, Lord,
Lord,
Savior, take your wise counsels,
yes,
Lord, Savior, on communion, Lord, Father,
amen,
of the body, Lord, Savior.
Yes.
For, Lord, therein our strength is, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we see a weakness, Lord. Father, even in, Lord, Savior, our members, oh God.
Amen.
We're, Lord, Savior, Father, we miss our Wednesday services,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Father, and Lord, Father, it's come into, Lord, the, Lord, Savior, communion service, oh God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, it's such a badness, it's such a stink in your face, Lord,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We ask that you'd forgive us, Lord God,
amen,
for such an iniquity, oh God.
Yes.
Father, Lord, Father, we've taken on, Lord, Savior, habits, Lord God, that, Lord, Savior, Father, them of old, Father, who started off on this,
yes,
journey, Lord,
yes,
our forefathers, oh God, never compromised, oh God.
Amen.
Give us a spirit of no compromise, Lord.
Amen.
Give,
yes,
us a spirit, Lord, Father, where, Lord, Savior, Father, we destroy, Father, oh God, Sodom, Lord, Savior,
amen,
we destroy, Father, that king, Lord, Lord,
amen,
that desires, Lord, Savior, to destroy us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And after, Lord, Savior, communion like this, Lord,
yes,
when we feel ignited, Lord, Savior,
amen,
let us, Lord, Savior, Father, almighty Savior, lay aside, Father, those things, Lord, Lord, that so easily beset us, Lord, Father,
yes, Lord,
and let us run with, Lord, Father, patience, the race that is set before,
yes,
us, oh God. Give us grace, Lord, let us not be forgetful hearers, oh,
yes,
God,
Lord,
but let us, Lord, Savior, take,
amen,
these wise counsels,
yes,
Lord, and be like David, Lord, when he said, thine word have I hid in my heart, that,
amen,
Lord, we not sin against thee, oh God,
yes, Lord,
we not, Lord, Savior, partake of that tree of wickedness, oh God,
amen,
but Lord, Father, we be careful, Father, oh God, whilst we see your kingdom coming, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God, we desire, Lord, Savior, that when you would come, Lord, you would find us, Lord, Father, about your business, oh God,
yes,
Father, we pray, Father, for our brothers that be not here tonight, Lord,
amen,
our sisters that be not here tonight, Lord, Lord, Father, you know what it is that has caught them up, Lord,
yes,
Father, some on the football, some, Lord, Savior, Lord, God, Lord, just, Lord, Father, caught up in laziness, Lord,
amen,
some, Lord, Savior, Lord, caught up with the cares of this world, Lord,
amen,
Lord, the heaviness of, Lord, Sodom, Lord, God,
yes,
but we ask your grace, Lord,
yes,
for, Lord, you said if we ask, you shall give it to us, oh God,
yes,
Lord, you said we ask, we have not because we ask not, Lord, and all we would ask tonight, Lord, Lord, is strength, Lord, power,
amen,
for service, oh God,
yes,
Father, to those saints, Lord, Lord, that we,
amen,
see not, Lord, Lord, we see, Father, remember our brother Brian, Lord,
amen,
Lord, his situation, oh God,
yes,
Lord, how can it be, Lord, that one day you give a testimony, Lord, Lord, and the next day, Lord, Satan would have him in his clutches, Lord,
yes,
Lord, we pray, Lord, Lord, that you'd break that bind, Lord, Break that yoke, Lord, Savior. Yes. Lord, whatever, Lord, it would be, Lord. Lord, our old family spirit, Lord. But Lord, may you loose our brother, Lord. Yes. Lord, and let him come freely to thine house, Lord. Lord, and give, Lord, Savior, an offering of righteousness, O God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, Savior, for many young brothers, Lord. Lord, Father, they may be caught up, Lord. Lord, with college, whatever, Lord. But Lord, it should be no excuse, Lord, Father. Lord, for communion, Lord, Savior God. Father, we are grateful tonight, Lord. We've partaken of this body, Lord, and the blood, Lord. Oh, God, give us power for service, Lord. Father, Lord, God, bless us as we part, Lord. And bless especially your word, Lord, Savior God. Let it quicken us, Lord. Let it, Lord, Savior, make us, Lord. Live that life that is the original life, Lord, Savior God. We ask your grace now. Be on us, oh, God. Keep us, oh, God. Bless the young, Lord. Bless the old, Lord, Savior God. And help us, Lord, to be careful to give thee the glory, Lord. Father, we pray, committing all things before thee for your grace and your glory. Remembering our brother Oleg, Lord, as he desires to come and live with us, oh God.
Yes,
we pray your grace, Lord. Make all things, Lord, work, Lord. Father, for your glory, Lord, Savior God.
Amen.
We ask and commit these things before thee in thine holy and most gracious and precious and wondrous name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
The name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then whenever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our soul with joy. When his loving arms receive us, and his song our tongues implore. Precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of a